Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer on the 26th of March 2020. The founder of the community of St John the Baptist in 1883, a lady called Harriet Monsell, is our saint for the day. I don't think any of us know anything about her, so very little we can say, but we can research the community of St John the Baptist in our spare time, and first person to let me know gets a virtual Mars bar or something. So let's take a moment to take a good deep breath and center down as I light the candle. Let's have a bit of quiet reflection. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love, according to your judgment, give us life. Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance. As we rejoice in the gift of your saving help, sustain us with your bountiful spirit and open our lips to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Our first psalm reminds us almost of a confessional. Have mercy on me, O God, in your great goodness. According to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my offences. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and righteous in your judgment. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me again the joy of your salvation and sustain me with your gracious spirit. Then shall I teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you. Deliver me from my guilt, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm for today, Psalm 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and abominable in their wickedness. There is no one that does good. God has looked down from heaven upon the children of earth to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way, all alike have become corrupt. There is no one that does good, no, not one. Have they no knowledge, those evildoers, who eat up my people as if they ate bread, and do not call upon God? Then shall they be in great fear, such fear as never was, for God will scatter the bones of the ungodly. They will be put to shame because God has rejected them. Oh, that Israel's salvation would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, then will Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Without you, O God, nothing is real. All things are open to corruption and we are deadened by deceit. Do not abandon us to our folly, but give us hearts that seek you and at the last joy in your heavenly city through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're going to skip Psalm 86. And move straight to the reading from Exodus 4, read by Fizz.
The Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. So he went, and he met him at the mountain of God and kissed him. Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord with which he had sent him and all the signs with which he had charged him. And Moses and Aaron went and assembled all the elders of the Israelites. Aaron spoke all the words that the Lord had spoken to Moses and performed the signs in the sight of the people. The people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had given heed to the Israelites and that he'd seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, so that they may celebrate a festival to me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should heed him and let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has revealed himself to us. Let us go a three-day journey into the wilderness to sacrifice to the Lord our God, or he will fall upon us with pestilence or sword." But the king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their work? Get to your labours." Pharaoh continued, "Now they're more numerous than the people of the land, and yet you want them to stop working." That same day, Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people as well as their supervisors, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make bricks as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But you shall require of them the same quantity of bricks as they've made previously. Do not diminish it, for they're lazy. That's why they cry. Let us go and offer sacrifice to our God. Let heavier work be laid on them. Then they'll labour at it and pay no attention to deceptive words." So the taskmasters and the supervisors of the people went out and said to the people, "Thus says Pharaoh, I'll not give you straw. Go and get straw yourselves, wherever you can find it, but your work will not be lessened in the least." So the people scattered throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, "Complete your work, the same daily assignment as when you were given straw." And the supervisors of the Israelites, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why didn't you finish the required quantity of bricks yesterday and today as you did before?" Then the Israelite supervisors came to Pharaoh and cried, "Why do you treat your servants like this? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, 'Make bricks.' Look how your servants are beaten. You're unjust to your own people." He said, "You're lazy, lazy. That's why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Go now, work, for no straw shall be given you, but you shall still deliver the same number of bricks." The Israelite supervisors saw that they were in trouble when they were told, "You shall not lessen your daily number of bricks." As they left Pharaoh, they came upon Moses and Aaron, who were waiting to meet them. They said to them, "The Lord look upon you and judge. You've brought us into bad odour with Pharaoh and his officials and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Then Moses turned again to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, why have you mistreated this people? Why did you ever send me? Since I first came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he's mistreated this people, and you've done nothing at all to deliver your people." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. Indeed, by a mighty hand he will let them go. By a mighty hand he will drive them out of his land."
Full of compassion and mercy and love is God. Is the God, the Most High, the Almighty.
The Almighty.
Lord Almighty and God of our ancestors, you who made heaven and earth in all their glory, all things tremble with awe at your presence before your great and mighty power. Immeasurable and unsearchable is your promised mercy, for you are God Most High. You are full of compassion, long-suffering and very merciful, and you relent at human suffering. O God, according to your great goodness, you have promised forgiveness for repentance to those who have sinned against you. The sins I have committed against you are more in number than the sands of the sea. I am not worthy to look up to the height of heaven because of the multitude of my iniquities. And now I bend the knee of my heart before you, imploring your kindness upon me. I have sinned, O God, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my transgressions. Unworthy as I am, you will save me according to your great mercy. For all the host of heaven sings your praise, and your glory is forever and ever. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen. Full of compassion and mercy and love is God, the Most High, the Almighty. Our second reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, read by Stephen.
"Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through the flesh, And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust.
In you I trust.
You are the God of my salvation. To you, O Lord,
I lift up my soul. I lift up my soul.
In you I hope all the day long. O my God, in you I trust.
In you I trust.
Remember, Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. To you, O Lord,
I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. We're going to, for a change, say Jesus, Saviour of the world. It's on a little link within the readings, or you can just listen. Jesus, Saviour of the world, come to us in your mercy. We look to you to save and help us. By your cross and your life laid down, you set your people free. We look to you to save and help us. When they were ready to perish, you saved your disciples. We look to you to come to our help. In the greatness of your mercy, loose us from our chains. Forgive the sins of all your people. Make yourself known as our Saviour and mighty Deliverer. Save and help us that we may praise you. Come now and dwell with us, Lord Christ Jesus. Hear our prayer and be with us always. And when you come in your glory, make us to be one with you and to share the life of your kingdom. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning,
Is
now and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. We're going to pray together. What we're going to do today is slightly different. I have the church directory in front of me, and I'm going to read out everybody's name fairly slowly, and I'll only give you the first name. But we'll just pray through the members of our church one by one. You won't get very long, but just to remember all the people that we can't see and perhaps people that we've forgotten in our church family will get prayed for. Let's pray together. Lord, we pray for our vicar David, for our church wardens Chris and Peter. We pray for our church members, Beryl and Sam, Peter, Ellie and Ian, Ian and Joe, Jenny, Gavin and Louise, Carly, Hazel and Bob, Elaine, Chris and Julie, Jenny and Tim, Lorraine, Ian and Jenny, Pat, Joe, Anne, Simon, Liz, Margot, Nadia and her family, Lara and Simon, their family, Bobby, the family and friends of Mick, Geeta, Susan, Mel, Fizz, Peter and Sandra, Delith, Gillian, Stephen, Andy and Christine, Andy, Christine and Ivan, Andre and Anita, Trish, Gary and Jackie, Barbara, Dan and Merlin, David and Rebecca, Sun, Beryl, Nigel, Corinna and her family, Jenny and her family, Susan, Christine and Stan. We pray also remembering our newsletter contacts, the village leaders, the shop and the business owners, and all those who go to make up this village community in the local area. Father, we pray for all these dear people. We remember them before you We may not be able to see them physically, but socially and emotionally, we remain connected to them by your Holy Spirit. Bless them this day and their families and friends, all those who they love and care for. And Lord, we ask that you will be with them as they pray. You'll be with us as we go from this place, that you will guard us and keep us in that peace of your Spirit in our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, amen. We also remember those who grieve at the recent funerals, Brenda's husband, Joan's funeral, Mick's funeral, and Val and Jill's funerals, and others, Lord, who've passed, and we remember them, and we remember their families and friends still grieving their loss. We pray all these things and commit them in the hope of resurrection to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We finish our prayers with the collect of the day. Merciful Lord, absolve your people from their offences, that through your bountiful goodness we may all be delivered from the chains of those sins which by our frailty we have committed. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our blessed Lord and Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to take a moment of silence and then we'll start the Lord's Prayer in the traditional form. Trusting in the compassion of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. May God our Redeemer show us compassion and love. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, thank you for joining me. If you'd like to join us tomorrow or another day, you'll find the information you need. If you go on the website to the recordings tab, hold that down and you'll find a prayers tab underneath it, and that'll tell you everything you need to join us another day. Hope you all have a great day. Thank you for being here.